in McLuhan Land, the final extension of humans was the plant, was the satellite, because it was an extension of the Earth itself. It was a mini simulated Earth. Okay? So you had the extensions of our body senses, then our body parts, inner and outer, and then the whole terrestrial habitat is extended by the satellite. So McLuhan said the extension of the planet with the satellite environment going around it turned nature or the planet into an art form, and people wanted to tidy it up. That's where the pollution meme came in. What people don't realize, and that's the late 60s, people realize that 10 years later, he had moved to another idea past that. The later extension is, okay, so the satellite went around nature, but also on the planet is all these media, old analog media environments. So the satellite goes around them. So the managing of them, they being the past, the previous environments, now figure, the managing of them is what people meant by media ecology, having them be turned on and off in relation to the amount of use the population was using of them, and subject to the bias of which medium they were using. So that's called media ecology. So McLuhan is identified with coming up with that idea. But in 1977, he says, this new situation, global theater with all these different media environments, has evoked in some people the idea of media ecology. He detaches himself from media ecology. He says, I didn't invent this. This is an idea occurring to other people due to the environment. It's a knee-jerk response. So actually the later point of McLuhan is the media environments become the art form, not the planet. So you see, you get the difference, Ginny? The planet as an art form is pollution. Mm-hmm. What is it when you're orchestrating, like an air traffic controller, the different media environments? That's 10 years later, 1977. Okay, yeah, does that evoke anything in you? Is that,
well, it's kind of the same idea of the propaganda. You know, instead of looking at the content, you look at the larger, so you're just going bigger, bigger, bigger. Same thing.
Yeah. And it is shrinking, though, digitally. It becomes like one zone. But the old media environments, the old analog media, TV, radio, movie, now can be orchestrated through computers as a global thermostat and a media ecology. And balance the superware awareness of the interplay of different media and their effects. So that was the actual later environment, the last notion of McLuhan. Well, what he didn't develop, as far as we know, is he said, now that we've extended the satellite and the planet has extended through the satellite, the next thing to be extended is consciousness. So consciousness could be knowing the 10 years later that all these media do these effects, and it's almost lawful what they do, modulating them, orchestrating them, would be a kind of consciousness. So that's as far as you get with McLuhan. Well, Thompson actually comes along after that, and this meme level or awareness level or humans living in this environment of all these media interacting, and depending on their conceptual sophistication, they would understand this or not. But there's a new environment, which is consciousness. So people looked for McLuhan's, what it would be the extension of consciousness. Well, it's actually what Thompson calls the noetic polity, N-O-E-T-I-C-P-O-L-I-T-Y, noetic polity. And it's built on Teilhard de Chardin's idea of the noosphere. So humans are communicating right now globally in all these different media and making interpretations of what it means, different patterns. That's an interacting collective consciousness, which Thompson calls noetic polity. And in the evolution of his culture, he talks about riverine civilizations, ancient civilizations like Sumeria, then the classical civilizations like Rome and Egypt, and then the medieval civilizations, then the industrial, then the planetary. But when he describes the planetary, he doesn't have any particular location. He just calls it biospheric. So I realize that he's talking about the Android meme, a consciousness that's happening for humans in the mixture, in the synergy of living with these different media environments. Now, I say in my chart that these consciousnesses change holeopathically, and they get tinier and tinier, but humans are still interacting. the form of government in the biospheric or Pacific Rim era, the post-Atlantic Ocean era that Thompson uses, is the noetic polity of stages of apprehension within the collective consciousness. So the political world we live in is a noetic polity, which has no geographical location. It's discarnate, superangelic. So we see that Thompson developed past McLuhan. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Ginny. So I've been rereading Thompson and finding, now that I have a clear idea what he may mean by noetic polity, it's been quite enlightening reading him, with him laying the groundwork for my idea of the android meme. So there's a new idea for you. Any comment, Ginny? Do I have to go over and see if you got knocked off and need to be re-muted? No? Everybody?
Nope, here? I'm here. I'm listening. Nope, I get it. Not any one per... Go ahead.
No, wait, go ahead. Not any...
I mean, you talked about it earlier. What you read a part of that earlier, didn't you, in that quote you made?
Maybe, yes.
Yeah.
What did I read? Oh,
you read the thing you wrote for Roxy. Yeah, about the financial thing, but it also brought those same themes in.
Well, unless you hear what I just said, you wouldn't know that's what I was referring to.
Correct.
By my stuff.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good that Thompson bases his political, sociological, trying to describe the nature of the present, on this idea of the noetic polity. And when you get it, that's what the word makes a market means. And people get up every day to see what's on the news, and that's the meme, that's the statement of consciousness that's happening. That's where we live.
Mm.
Totally, McLuhan has in Take Today, we're no longer making the news, we're making the world. But you make the world for most people through the news.
Mm.
So you become a news item, you made the news. But everybody's processing the news item, and that's really making the world for that moment, that day. So
I think what's interesting is how people are in, such denial of that, or I don't know if the word's denial, but, it just seems like so many people are not, they can't relate to Trump, they don't relate to Clinton, they don't want Sanders, they don't like their job, they don't agree with half of the things that they see, they're resistant, and intolerant to so many different things, and they swear up and down that they're not the one perpetrating it, but then it continues to get perpetrated. So how does that happen? It has to be the machines, right?
Yes, and McLuhan says the super audience, like the super enterprise or big corporation, works for itself. The audience participates in its own extension of itself. And it could say, we're causing it, or it could say, I'm just joining in the swimming pool, swimming around in it. It's hard to make the distinction between the chicken and the egg. But what I say, people, this may be the power of words. When you can state accurately what's going on, your mind likes that. It likes the symmetry, the beauty of it. It's properly expressed. And McLuhan said poetry, art, is designed to update the dialect of the tribe, to say things in a new way that freshens the dulled perception. So this objection that people say they don't like Trump, they don't like this, they're forgetting that this is not an election. They think of it in terms of an election. They got to make a decision as a literate citizen or something. They don't understand that it's a 24/7 presidential campaign been going on for 40 years. It doesn't stop. Once someone's president, they start speculating about what the loser going to do. And anyways, it's constantly talked about. It is not an election process that people, so they don't have the right terms, and that's why they're unhappy, why they're pissed off. And they don't take the time to figure out what are the right terms. And, I say, I've worked on this long enough that I say my terms are the best terms. And then if you start speaking that way, because people don't live in the United States. They're forced to be American citizens for a couple of minutes and pretend that they're Americans and vote for it and create a structure. So I'm laying out what LaRouche contributes, and then McLuhan, and then Thompson, and then Croker, and then myself, and then Ion. That's what we're inventorying here. And so I'm emphasizing Thompson lately and having appreciation of his term noetic polity. It's like a pun on knowing. McLuhan says in one of those conversations with Tony Schwartz, the real job for people in the future will be just knowing, keeping up. And that's what, now we come back to Austin. You got to get them to hear this. We come full circle of what it meant. Bob, you're not keeping up. The young people know it's important to know, be part of the knowing. But if I understand that's what's a big factor in your propaganda, then I don't need to know, because I understand why people think they need to know. You see?
Yeah.
You get that?
I get that. Yeah, I do. I get that. Yeah, being
Austin,
in the know would be being plugged into the technology, the technological world that they're part of, that they think embodies knowing.
And it's very important to know. It's not good to be behind, because, as McLuhan said, your main job is to be knowing, is to be up on what's happening.
Yeah.
So that's a big pressure on people. And the ones that drop off and don't want to keep up, they go on meds, or they die, or they become a junkie, or they end up in a senior citizen home, they just become vegetables. The average functioning person is monitoring the news and keeping up what's happening. And that's a basic propaganda stress in people's lives. They don't understand that the Andor meme is not talking to them. They're keeping up with something that's not addressing them, even though it more and more seems to be.
All right, very good. That's
very
a great
good.
Show, Bob.
Yeah, I want to thank the background actors. That was
yeah,
good.
The
thank
background
you.
Was particularly saucy tonight, Bob. Very good.
Yes, excellent music or hidden ground or programming, something like that. A little too rambunctious. Sounded like they were past the ejaculation and doing something else. Oh, that's male, isn't it? So women ejaculate, don't they?